Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios begins right now. How the heck are you? Let's get going, shall we? Boom, let's jump right smack in. I wrestled with two stories to lead off with you today. And I'll tell you which ones they are. And then I'll explain why they seemingly have absolutely nothing to do with one another, but they do, in a sense. Number one, Gavin Newsom, the socialist wacko lunatic in California, commie-fornia, call whatever you want now. The government in California is out of control. Call them whatever you want. Newsom on Friday signed 15 anti-gun bills. 15 anti-gun bills. I'm going to cover those with you. Ocasio Cortez, on the other hand, that wacko lunatic socialist goofball out of New York in her 20s. How accomplished are you in your 20s? Well, you know, I made that argument about an attorney I was talking about on the daytime program last week. An accomplished attorney at 20. You're not that accomplished at 28. You're well on your way. And I'm not taking anything away from anybody who's, you know, in the process of accomplishing things with their lives. But you're really not that accomplished at that age. How accomplished is David Hogg at anything? He's not. He's going to school. Eventually, he'll be accomplished at getting a degree at Harvard. And then he'll be accomplished at doing something else as you grow through life experiences. But Cortez, the reason I say that is because Cortez wants to change the way you live. And she was all over this climate change gig. And I think it was a Fox report that I saw. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, I read the report. And I'm going to tie these two things together, California, California, 15 anti-gun bills, what is global warming? What does her story have to do with guns? Admittedly, nothing on the surface, but I'll bring it all together for you. You'll see what I'm talking about. First off, let's start off. Somebody's going to ask, who do I have on the program? Mr. Gottlieb will be here in the final segment of this hour, and that's because he's been in attendance all weekend at the Rod of Irons Festival in New York, put on by Carr Arms, and we're going to get a rundown from Alan in the final segment of this hour. He'll have time to give us a call. He's been very busy all weekend. Tomorrow, he's doing our work. On behalf of the Second Amendment, he's got let's just call it a power lunch in Manhattan at a very well-known building. Let me put it that way. Mr. Gottlieb has a power lunch in Manhattan and then later a power dinner in Manhattan with some powerful folks. Let's just leave it at that before he jets back to Seattle and gets back to doing our work and helping us out at the Second Amendment Foundation offices in Bellevue. So thrilled to have some of Mr. Gottlieb's time today on the program, no doubt. AWR Hawkins will be joining me in the second hour. Rob Pincus for the now regular, and I'll be joining Rob. It'll be Rob and I together in the segment, the PDN Pro Tip of the Week, sponsored by Armed American Radio. And then in the third hour of the program, Andrew Branca from Law of Self-Defense is going to be joining me. That's going to be a lot of fun. And you never know who else we might be able to muster up. So stay tuned. It's going to be a huge program. All right, let's get started. I chose to go with the California Gavin Newsom socialist wacko 15 gun bills first. Here's why. This is what they want for you. This is what California wants to export to you. This is what Dianne Feinstein wants for you. This is what Swalwell was running on from California for you. This is what they want to literally export to the rest of the nation on top of the already myriad hundred bills they've got in California that infringe on your rights. Here's what Newsom signed on Friday, AB 12, by Assemblymember Jackie Irwin, socialist, Thousand Oaks. Extends the duration of a gun violence restraining order, a red flag law, to a maximum of 5 years instead of 1 year. 5 years. Now, we know what red flag laws are. Complete, utter, just explosion of due process in America. Eventually, the Supreme Court, in my estimation, is going to take one of these cases and blow these things out of the water. and a judge that I can't stand agrees with me, and that would be Napolitano, who said the same thing a while back. AB 61 by Assemblymember Philip Ting, a socialist from San Francisco, allows an employer, coworker, employee, or teacher to file a petition requesting that your guns be confiscated without due process. AB 61. Now, let's think about this one for a second. An employer or a coworker? A coworker who doesn't know anything about your life, nothing, except what they see of you there. Maybe the same coworker who got passed over for a promotion because of you. The danger on this in California is incredible. Or a teacher to file a petition requesting that your guns be confiscated because your 10-year-old son said something that the teacher didn't like. I have kids in school. None of my kids' teachers have ever been over to my home. Ever. They don't know me. I don't know them. I know them at a professional level when I see them when we have meetings about the kids or do school things. They don't know me from Adam. This is incredibly dangerous. AB 164 by Assemblymember Sabrina Cervantes, socialist from Riverside, holds any person subject to a valid restraining order, injunction, or protective order issued out of state to the same restrictions on buying or possessing firearms in California as they are under in the state where the order or injunction is operative. AB 339 by Assemblymember Jackie Irwin, another one from the same one, socialist from Thousand Oaks, requires law enforcement agencies to develop and adopt written policies and standards regarding the use of gun violence restraining orders. Here we go back to the gun violence restraining orders. AB 521 by Assemblymember Mark Berman, socialist, Palo Alto, requires the University of California to develop a training program for doctors on the prevention of firearm-related injury and death. Doctors, this requires them. You understand this? Requires this, requires the University of California to develop a training program for doctors. So now, everything coming out of the university, so the University of California is now God when it comes to healthcare and doctors and gun violence in California. Good heavens, one right after the other. It reads like it reads like a satellite radio moment word. Hold on. It's a joke if it weren't so serious. AB 879 by Assemblymember Mike Gibson, socialist, Carson, California, requires that the sale of firearm precursor parts, 80% lowers, AK, flats, etc., be conducted through a licensed firearm precursor part vendor. But, you know, let me start. The attacks coming out of California, the infringements on your right to bear. Now, we're going to ask one question at the end of this. I'm not going to be able to get through this in the first segment. It's going to take me another segment to go through all of this. But here we've got now somebody conducted through a licensed firearm precursor part vendor. The author, as judged by prior introduction of a similar bill during the previous session, more than likely intends to have all firearms related parts to be classified as precursor parts. Do you understand? This is the slope we're talking about. They can make anything they want. And this is how they set it up. This is an incubator here, is what this is, AB 879. Let's go to AB 893 by Assemblymember Todd Gloria, a socialist, San Diego, prohibits the sale of firearms and ammunition at the Del Mar Fairgrounds in San Diego because we all know that's designed to stop gun shows, those evil gun shows, where no criminals buy their guns, by the way, and where everybody who buys from a dealer has to get a background check regardless of what they say. AB 1297 by Assemblymember Kevin McCarty, socialist, Sacramento, eliminates the existing $100 limit on processing fees for concealed firearm licenses, meaning local sheriffs can charge as much as they want. Eliminates the fee. Californians couldn't care. They've never met a tax that they didn't want to make love to. And this is a prime example. Literally taxing you out of your right to keep and bear arms. That's racist, by the way, but you'll never hear civil rights icon John Lewis say that because he doesn't like your right to keep and bear arms. If it's about guns, it's not about a civil right. That's unbelievable. Egregious. I can't even say what I want to say. This is premium content stuff you're going to get behind the scenes in the very near future. Unfiltered commentary on this kind of stuff. AB 1493 by Assemblymember Philip Ting, socialist, San Francisco, authorizes a person who is the subject of a gun violence restraining order to submit a form to the court voluntarily relinquishing their firearm rights. No protection for the guy who just got screwed out of his rights, but allows him to say, okay, here you go, just take it, I'm done with you. I'm going to have to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to finish this list. Then I'm going to ask you a question. Keep in mind, here's your homework over the break. Are they missing something here? Is there a word that isn't being mentioned by anything in here, by every one of these socialists? Armed American Radio will be back after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from these Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is really tough to read this stuff to you and to go over this. I looked at this over the weekend and was, golly, I thought to myself, I have to cover this with you. There's no question I'm going to. But it's when you consider the fact that California has hundreds of laws on the books relating to the right to bear arms, none of which stop your homework assignment word. Do you know what that homework assignment word is, by the way, at this stage of the game? Probably not. All right. I'll tell you about that at the end when I get done with this stuff. I'm going to take as much time as I need with this before Rob gets here to discuss this with you. It's really, really important. Well, not before Rob gets here. What am I talking about? Before Alan gets here. Rob's going to be with me in the next hour. But before Alan Gottlieb gets here. Angers me to the point I can't even think straight. First off, don't forget the gunbroker.com range bag giveaway. That's coming up. And boy, what you're going to see in that is huge. I just got notification from Emerson Knives. Yeah, Ernie and Megan sent me an email on Friday saying they already sent the knife, a Commander BT, a $250 Emerson knife, is now being put inside the gunbroker.com range bag. In addition to the t-shirt and the free goodies and the stickers and the patch and the koozie, I think there's a patch in there, my book, Grilling While Armed, signed by me, will be in there, including a bag of my own Defender coffee. I'm going to stuff it with my own supply of Defender coffee, a bag of the Rebel Roast for you. This is a $400 package. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Those of you who do not use social media are already emailing me. You can do the same if you don't use social media. Hats off to you, mad props. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio if you do. If you don't, email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll be make sure to get your name, make sure that we put your name in there so that we can pull you out of there if you're the winner, okay? And we'll let you know who that's going to be a week from today, a week from today on next Sunday show. So, again, Facebook.com, Armed American Radio, that gunbroker.com range bag giveaway is huge right now. And with that, with the addition of that Emerson knife, oh, you'll see photos of it. I don't know if they've put it up. They might have it up there now. You can check Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You can also head over to armedamericanradio.com, by the way, and get on the email list. Put your name in that way. Lots of different ways. We'll put the information out there. And it may already be up on Facebook. Try it. Maybe the folks already did that for us. Don't know. If not, it'll be up there later this evening or tomorrow morning. So get ready on that. That's going to be huge. All right. Let me go back to California. Just I know California. It's tough to go back to California, isn't it? Oh, my gosh. All right. So here we got the eliminating the existing $100 processing fee. This is egregious. Let the sheriff charge anything they want. And then we go back to the Philip Ting, the socialist, authorizing a person who is the subject of a gun violence restraining order to submit a form to the court voluntarily relinquishing. Oh, I don't want to go through all this hassle. I'm not going to fight it. Here you go. Oh, I'm just a guy that wants to come in and give you all my stuff. Here you go. Thanks, socialists, for allowing that to happen. Here's AB 1548 by Assembly Member Jesse Gabriel. Socialist out of Encino. Have you seen a Republican in here yet? I haven't. Let's see. All socialists. Codifies the California State Nonprofit Security Grant Program to, quote, improve the physical security of nonprofit organizations that are at high risk of violent attacks or hate crimes due to ideology, beliefs, or mission. I wonder if they're talking about things like Planned Parenthood that kill far more Americans. Yeah, I wonder if that's who they're talking about. They could probably be, because they're certainly not protecting National Rifle Association members, the oldest civil rights organization in America, due to their ideology, beliefs, or mission, are they? This whole thing's a joke. AB 1603 by Assemblymember Buffy Wicks, socialist out of Oakland. Imagine that. Codifies the California Violence Intervention and Prevention Grant Program to help reduce violence in communities that are disproportionately impacted by violence. She should have put on there, as in every Democrat urban center in America, but let alone we're talking about California. Every single place she's talking about is run by her party. Every single place is run by her party. But she didn't put that on there. We should rewrite that for her. Buffy Wicks, socialist, Oakland, codifies the California Violence Intervention and Prevention Grant Program to help reduce violence in Democrat socialist-controlled communities that are disproportionately impacted by violence because they're controlled by Democrats and have been for decades. There you go. See, easy fix. AB 1669 by Assemblymember Rob Bonta, Party is robbed. Socialist Alameda, imagine that. Updates existing law by applying the same gun show regulations that already apply to firearms dealers to ammunition vendors as well. Oh, now you got to get background checks. I'm guessing that's what that means, California, California residents, to buy ammo at gun shows. But wait a minute, I thought you didn't need background checks for firearms at gun shows. What are they saying here? Seems like this bill admits that they in fact do get, yeah, I know, same thing. Because there's no such thing as a gun show loophole. None. Made up, lie, myth, period. Unbelievable. SB 61 by Senator Anthony Portantino, socialist, La Cunada, Flint Ridge, prohibits the sale of a semi-automatic centerfire rifle to any person under 21 years of age. Now, send them to war at 18. How come he didn't prevent their ability to do that? Or prevent their ability to enter into contracts, or prevent their ability to be sued, or prevent their ability to get married, or prevent their ability to buy insurance, or prevent their ability to buy a home and sign on the dotted line? How come they don't prevent that? Old enough to do that, prevent their ability to go to war and fight on your behalf, Senator Anthony Portantino, you socialist from California. But you want to take away that individual's right to keep and bear arms. Codify it in law. Of course. SB 376 by Senator Anthony Portantino. Here, this will be a beauty too. I'm reading these with you. Reading them with you right out here. He's a socialist. Limits the number of personally owned firearms an individual can sell without a license. How about this? I'll sell however many guns I want because they're mine and I bought them lawfully and legally and I own them. If I have 50 friends that I love because I have more friends than you and I want to sell them a gun, I'll sell them a gun. None of your business. No, we won't comply. No, we won't comply. We won't comply with Beto O'Rourke's coming to take my AR. We're not. Look. Water. Hold on. Ice water. No, I don't need any Defender coffee right now. No Defender coffee at all. So this is what California has in store for you across the country. This is what they want to export to every other state. This is what every single California politician, all of whom are socialists, you mentioned, you saw that, you heard it. Not a Republican in there. All of whom want to export this to every single state outside California. This is the way they want you to live under their rule, under their law, to have to apply these, you know, myriad laws that do nothing. Here's your homework assignment to stop what? Crime. Not one of these bills signed by Gavin Newsom will reduce crime. Not one. Now, I could go through individually every single one of these. Requires the sale. Let's pick one out of the blue. AB 879 requires the sale of firearm precursor parts, lowers, AK flats, be conducted through a licensed firearm precursor part vendor. The author, as judged by a prior introduction of a similar bill during the previous session, more than likely intends to have all firearms-related parts to be classified as precursor parts. Here's my question to you. Do you think the gangbanger and the Bloods hangout in Los Angeles is thinking, oh, man, now I got to do that and go through the dealer before I make my gun? It's ludicrous on its surface. These folks have one thing in mind and one thing in their mind only, and that is to infringe on your right to keep and bear arms and to concoct any stupid other thing they can come up with any given day to do that. Back after this.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast segment 3 continues. Before I get going, I want to tell you about another one of our sponsors, and these folks are new here. You know, GetSupply.com is the website. The company is Supply Company, and the website is GetSupply.com. You heard Mr. Gottlieb comment about this last week when he was mentioning Gillette being anti-gun and donating all this money to anti-gun causes, and he thought it was great that we had a razor company, Supply, who you can visit at GetSupply.com, supporting our right to bear arms. That's huge. And it's true. In this corporate climate where we've discussed all week, Dick's CEO, Ed Stack, I hope there's action against him by stockholders, by the way. This guy should be chucked out for willfully losing $250 billion. The board of directors should be going crazy over there for him abdicating his responsibilities as the chairman of the board or as the CEO. Ridiculous that he's even got a job. It really, truly is. But when you've got companies that are adamantly fighting your right to bear arms openly, calling for gun control as if somehow this position, when they sell cleats and underwear, they feel it's their position to come after your constitutional freedoms, is just astonishing to me that we're in a place where in America that this happens on a daily basis, routine basis now, and in large part due to media. We can talk about that on a subsequent program, and we will. Probably in great detail. But when you've got companies like this, especially entrepreneurs that are going out there and sticking their necks out and saying, you know what, I am going to support the right to bear arms on programs like this and on the web, it is so vital that we support them. Not to mention, it's an absolutely dynamite product. It's the best of the best. I use it myself. I have for, gosh, I'm going to guess close to a year now. I've lost track. Time flies. But as I mentioned before, I was able to contact the owner, and I wiped my brow when I found out he was a gun owner and supports our right to bear arms and knew the program. And here they are supporting us. And it's just so important. And I've met so many of you who are actually using the product as a result. And it's great to know. GetSupply.com. The company is Supply. It's the best shaving supplies you'll ever need. You'll never have to buy anything else ever again. It's changed the way I shave. I look forward to shaving now, and I never used to, but I do now. It really is. It's relaxing. It sounds crazy, but it really truly is. That's how good the product is. Welcome back. Let me go to Acacia Cortez for just a moment here. I'm talking about this spaghetti crap that the socialists are throwing against the wall in California, right? Take a listen to this. Now, I there really is not the connection. I want you to walk with me here, because is there truly a connection? Yeah, there is a connection. And let me explain what I'm talking about. I did confirm, it is a Fox headline. I got this yesterday. Came in, I read it in the middle of the night, and I forwarded it to my email my text messages so that I could get this. Because it hit me in the middle of the night. Hey, you know there's an answer to this. There really truly is. AOC gets choked up at climate forum. My dreams of motherhood are now bittersweet. Now, I want you to think about this 29-year-old socialist, avowed socialist. She's 29. She ain't even lived yet. If she was going for an MD, she'd still be in school. But she got emotional when she was discussing how climate change has affected her own personal outlook on her own life. And here's what she said. I speak to you not as an elected official or a public figure, but I speak to you as a human being. A woman whose dreams of motherhood now taste bittersweet because of what I know about our children's future. And she was, I didn't see it, but supposedly she was, according to this, and I quote, choking back tears. I don't want to watch the video, don't care. But here's the operative words in which she said, because of what I know about our children's future. Now, what does she know about the Constitution? What does she know about the right to bear arms? Not just what she thinks she knows about global warming or what she's been filled with. She hasn't been around long enough. But understand the reason I say that. And again, I'm not knocking her ability to form worlds. She can do whatever she wants to do. She's old enough to do that. But the worldviews that she's forming are based on what she's been told in her lifetime. There was no global warming when I was her age. In fact, I was being threatened with an ice age at her age. But she wouldn't know that because she wasn't around. And because she wasn't around, what's she doing? She's being impacted by the garbage that she's being fed in her lifetime, which is global warming is going to destroy the future. I was told that the coming ice age was going to destroy my future if we didn't, quote unquote, what? Do something. So think about this in that perspective, in those terms. That this is what she's being. She's literally been sold a bill of goods and has bought into the fact that her children will have no future. None. Because of this global warming. I was petrified when I was a kid that ice was going to come clamoring down through northern Michigan and then down into Ohio and force everybody. That's what I was getting when I was a kid. What does that have to do with guns? Let's go. I hate to do this, but I'm going to. David Hogg, for example. The Parkland kids, these kids at 18, 19 years old, don't know anything except what they've been fed. They're choosing to believe one side of an argument rather than another. And I don't care what makes them decide to do that. But these kids, let me take this over to Great Britain for a second. Let's flip across the pond. There is an entire generation in Great Britain that has been born since they wiped out the right to bear arms over in Great Britain. They've never known it. They've never known anything but their civil rights being taken away. They don't even know they've been taken away. They've never had that right since the time they were born. And when you look at this younger generation in America being sold this bill of goods, and that's what it is, it's a bill of goods. The oceans aren't going to take Florida in the next 20 years, and Al Gore's a multimillionaire in 20 years too if he's still alive. That's what that's all about. Question is, are they going to be honest enough to answer that? So what does this have to do with guns? Nothing really in that. It has to do with how people arrive at what they get and what they want to do about it. Acacia Cortez is unfortunately in a position of power as a government elected official. And she's in a position of power to move forward that agenda if, God forbid, somebody else takes the Senate and somebody else takes the White House. Her goofball garbage can bankrupt America and send us off the edge. So, yeah, we do have to be concerned with it because it is her ideology that is clamoring to take our guns, using that younger generation like David Hoggs and the rest of the Parkland kids who simply are being sold a bill of goods and are choosing to believe that because they've been made a part of that movement. Those kids have no earthly idea. Now, you would think Ocasio Cortez would be smart enough to know. I don't know what kind of education she got at Boston. I don't see any professors clamoring to go, hey, I taught her everything she knows about economics. I digress, but I don't. If I'm wrong, let me know. Mark@armedamericanradio.org, but I haven't seen that person yet. Maybe not too proud of her social. I don't know. Whatever. That's a whole different show, too. But the fact, I know, it's so easy. It really, truly is so easy to have fun at their expense. But the fact of the matter is that these kids and this younger generation cannot enact their socialist, they cannot enact their socialist agenda without, socialist, I'll get it out, agenda, without you being disarmed. It's actually part of the deal. You cannot be armed. You cannot have the means to resist this movement that they're pushing on America. Here's what she had to say. I want to leave you with this in this segment before we go to Alan Gottlieb. I speak to you as a daughter and descendant of colonized peoples who have already begun to suffer. Just 2 years ago, one of the deadliest disasters in the United States struck in the form of Hurricane Maria. The climate change-powered storm. It's a hurricane, girl. They've been having hurricanes and hurricanes since I was a kid. But you weren't around, and it wasn't global warming power. It was a storm. But she thinks it is because that's what she's been sold since she was a kid in her young life. She added it wasn't a coincidence that Dorian had done similar had similar impacts in the Bahamas. Get this, impacting those who have not only contributed to our emissions, but have suffered greatly in the global history of inequality, colonization, and imperialism, stacking one injustice upon another. That's what she thinks of her country. She hates this country. She flat out told you this here. So yes, this is all tied together. This ideology is tied together. It's her party doing what we just talked about in the previous two segments in California that they want to export to you. That's where we are today. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb in just a few moments. A lot to talk with him about. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by the Gun Box, Biometric, Keypad, and RFID Gun Safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Segment 4, as promised, Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, is joining me now live from the Rods of Iron Festival in Greeley, Pennsylvania, being held, Alan, this is at the Tommy Gun Warehouse, right?
Well, Mark, it's actually more than Tommy Gun Warehouse. It's Car Arms Distillery. Tommy Gun Warehouse is one of their buildings and ranges, but quite frankly, there's acres and acres of property here with all kinds of shooting activities going on outside and archery activities. So they've got the whole building outside. There must be, 60 tents, some of them with seminars, Second Amendment rights. One I ran yesterday on legal actions on defending gun rights, book signing by, various famous, Benghazi survivors and, people that have, fought for our freedom around the globe. It's really just a giant thing with lots and lots and lots of people. It's a big stage with a couple of live bands, one being Madison Rising, fireworks displays in the evening, attendance of about 2,000 people. And this is the first time they've done this. And it's in the middle of a rural area in Pennsylvania. People came from all over, not only the country. There are 9 people here from the United Kingdom. There are people here from Japan. There are people that come in from all over the globe for this Freedom Festival. One of the main things, of course, is defending gun rights. And this is just, it's really, really great. For me, I think one of the highlights is that, Pennsylvania is a battleground state for 2020. As Pennsylvania goes, maybe it still goes to the nation. And the enthusiasm of gun owners here in Pennsylvania to make sure that the right people get elected and we defend the Second Amendment rights, it's just astounding. It's been really a great experience.
Now, I want to point out, this is the first time this has been held. Car Arms is sponsoring this, correct?
Correct. Car is the major sponsor of it. And all this property is their manufacturing facilities. Over the years, they've bought out Desert Eagle, Ordnance, Thompson, along with Car Arms. And so they're consolidating and moving all their manufacturing from Massachusetts and New York here into Pennsylvania. And it's a beautiful facility.
Now, in large measure, this was due in response to the SAFE Act in New York, Carr decided to move across the border, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's exactly what occurred.
I believe you're 100% correct about that. That's my information as well. And, of course, Massachusetts isn't exactly gun-friendly either. So moving some of this from Massachusetts here, one of the companies as well, just makes a lot of sense of consolidating it all.
Right.
And it's a beautiful area of the country, and it's a freedom area. People here really care about Second Amendment rights. And they're in a friendly environment. It could probably be a really great business decision for Carr Arms. And it's great to watch all their stuff, their manufacturing and all these people. I can't believe they're from all over the globe showing up here. This is the first annual one. I mean, and they're going to keep doing this. It's going to become an annual event.
It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And I was unable to get up there on short notice. But I tell you what, I will absolutely be at the next one and the next one and the next one. I'm going to ask for your guess on this just because you're there now. And I can hear the excitement in your voice. I knew how excited you were to go to this before you left. But now that I know that you're there, my question is, do you expect to see this thing? It sounds to me like this is going to become a major event.
It's going to become a gun owner's Woodstock. I'm just really convinced of it, and I was the keynote speaker kicking it off yesterday morning, and it was great to look out at an audience of a couple thousand people, from a stage where bands are playing, and I mean there's all kinds of activities going on here. It's just phenomenal, and the Second Amendment family fraternity type feeling, and everybody here is they're definitely Second Amendment first responders.
And this is
fantastic.
First of all, the Second Amendment first responders, I like that. That came out of the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Can people get that on? This is a silly question, but can people get that on a bumper sticker anywhere? Are we going to have those on tables at upcoming events for SAF where we're at?
Yeah, actually, I invented the slogan.
Yeah.
The Second Amendment Foundation made bumper stickers with it, and we had them at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, and they're here. Being given out to people. I think I got the last ones from the office, but there's another batch that I know were ordered last week. If people contact the Second Amendment Foundation and say, hey, I heard this on Mark Walter's show, I want a free Second Amendment First Responder bumper sticker, we'll make sure you guys get it.
Can you want to give a number out for that?
Oh, well, the office phone number, working hours on the West Coast, is 425-454-7012, 425-454-7012. 7012, or they could just email info@saf.org and say, I want a Second Amendment First Responder bumper sticker. Alan Gottlieb said I could have it free on Mark Walter's show.
I love it. You heard it, listener, directly from Alan Gottlieb himself. If you have any questions, reach out to me as well at mark@armedamericanradio.org. Alan, I got to tell you, I have sitting over to my right, leaning against a wall here in the studio, I have a beautiful Thompson TM1 Tommy gun that is my pride and joy. This thing was a family heirloom right out of the box. I absolutely love it. And I'm looking at the graphic of the layout of the event that you're at. And let me just tell you what it looks like, what came to my mind. And for some reason, I can't get it out of my head. But I'm thinking it almost looks like one of those medieval fairs, this giant fair, the way they have it laid out. And I say that because they have tents with big flags on them on the graphic here. And they've got the archery range over here. And they've got the food tents. And they've got the warrior games and the dunking games. And at the centerpiece of this is Tommy Gun Warehouse. Am I right? And I'm not there. I'm just visualizing. Am I visualizing this properly?
Well, it's funny is I didn't think about that. And I'm right here until you just said it. That's exactly what it looks like.
That's cool. Okay. That's good. I didn't ask Alan that before, listener. That was not sandbagged. I want to let you know that. But looking at the, if you want to see more about this, rodofironfreedomfestival.org. And, interestingly, in that part of the country, your association with a gun owner's Woodstock, I think, is outstanding. Because that rural area you're in, I know that area well, lived in PA, used to drive through that area a lot. And I know where you are located, and there's enough room to make that happen. I mean, this could literally draw thousands outside what you see now, couldn't it?
Yeah, it's right off Interstate 84. It's not very far from off the interstate, and that's a major thoroughfare on the East Coast to get back. Get going east west. This could turn into a giant ongoing gun owner Woodstock event. Yeah,
I hope they're onto something with this. I believe they are. I know the people that are putting it on, and they do just class act stuff. There are lots of food trucks and vendors and stuff like that, so it makes it a big, giant type of, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a truck with all kinds of sausages and stuff. There's an Asian one with Chinese food. There's the local fire department has these giant things where they're you know barbecuing chicken. There's all kinds of food vendors. This is really a fun event. It makes it fun to be a gun owner. And Justin Moon, you know, who runs Car Arms,
right,
has done a tremendous job, put an awful lot of money into this. Driving up here on 80 Highway 84, there, you know, Rod of Iron Festival, you know, billboards all over the place. He's got a lot of local businesses that have taken ads out in the program. It's sort of like it's like the giant community event for a 3-4 county area. It's amazing.
That is really neat. Alan, I'm glad you were able to give us a call from there. I know tomorrow you're heading into New York. You've got important business to do in Manhattan throughout the day before you head back and begin doing more work, as you always do, on behalf of gun owners at the Second Amendment Foundation in Seattle, Washington. So I want to thank you on behalf of all of my listeners for jumping in with us. I know you're having a great time. You deserve it. And it's fun to be able to put business like that in a really fun environment. I'm looking forward to participating in next year's event. That was Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, here on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. Coming up in the next hour, you're going to hear from Rob Pincus on the AARPDN-sponsored Pro Tip of the Week. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. Next hour, coming right up.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.